Bloomington aldermen discussed city and library taxes and management of the Bloomington Center for the Performing Arts. Aldermen agreed to a slight increase for the library levy, but despite looming structural deficit, held the line on taxes, which helped balance the city's budget previously. In the studio is Bloomington Mayor Terry Renner. The community's mayors join us on Sound Ideas most Tuesdays following Monday evening council meetings. Terry, thanks for stopping by Sound Ideas.
Great to be here.
How do property taxes levied by the city compare with other nearby communities? Was there movement or room to move those property taxes up to help address what is a looming structural deficit in the community?
Oh, absolutely. We have not really effectively raised the city of Bloomington's share of property taxes in about 8-9 years. Now, my property taxes have gone up. Anybody who lives in Bloomington knows that. It's not because of the city's portion. Actually, the city's portion has gone down by several hundred dollars for the average person. We have made a decision as a council to keep the hold the line on property taxes because we know the school districts depend exclusively on that, as does the library. And so we're leaving that to the other taxing authorities. We're going to hold the line this year on our budget. We may explore some fees. We might even re-explore. I think we should re-explore video poker machines, which cost nothing. Yet $1 million is taken out of our economy every week because of that. I think there are many other things that we can explore other than property taxes, which are, I think, very unfair and very regressive.
So you still are, though, taking one tool out of the toolbox to address the $3 million
structural deficit. Absolutely, and I'm okay taking that tool out because I was not planning on using that tool, and I don't think the council was.
So the effect that the actual effect on the vote last night on the levy is meaningless to the average property taxpayer, right?
I don't know if it's meaningless. Their taxes are not going to go up. They're not going to go up, and then the $4 for the library is not for a year is not really something that many people are going to really even notice. Now, the school systems may need to do that. The thing they also need to keep in mind is that who knows what the state could do. The state could freeze property taxes, mm-hmm. which means your costs may go up and you may have real problems, especially our schools.
So we're back to golf courses and solid waste. What happened to the solid waste task force you appointed? There was a task force to look at solid waste and try to address that.
They were supposed to come back with a solution. This is 3 years ago, I believe. Two and a half years ago.
Yeah.
It collapsed after a couple of weeks because the city council is composed of 9 people from 9 wards, and all of them wanted to have something different. And we thought we had an agreement. I mean, this was years before I even became mayor. And it lasted another 2 years. You'd think if you have an enterprise fund, you either cut the service or you charge more for the service. There's only one of two ways to balance a budget. And unfortunately, we keep running deficits. And I'm hopeful that I'm always hopeful that the council will come forward and try to close that gap. But that was an absolute unmitigated failure. So, obviously, we've never come back with a solution on trash.
Well, let me continue with the word failure. I mean, you're right back. The city is right back where it was 3 years ago, mm-hmm. right? I mean, what's happened in the past 3 years to address the budget issues that we knew would be facing, that the city would be facing today?
You're talking about with solid waste?
Solid waste, everything.
I mean, we've done lots of things on other than solid waste. Absolutely.
You're back to talking about a golf course again, right?
No, this is Alderman Sage talking about golf courses that are in his ward, and that's just silly. We have information that the staff provided quite clearly that even privatizing the golf courses is not going to save us any money.
So what has the city and what has council done in terms of addressing the structural deficit?
Absolutely.
We have
followed everything that the budget task force tried to do. We have tried to search down anything we could, and some of them were fruitful. Most, they're minor things, but most of the big ticket items weren't.
Okay, Terry, thanks for your time. Always more questions than we have time for.
Okay,
Mayor Terry Renner joins us most Tuesdays following Monday evening Bloomington Council meetings. Next week, you'll hear from Town of Normal Mayor Chris Coos. It's Sound Ideas.